Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Let's head out to the guest line right now. I guess I could do the cheesy radio play right there. Ship up to Boston with the music playing right now. Welcome in a former New England Patriot, played under Bill Belichick, and now does a great job on middays on sports radio, WEEI. That, of course, is Christian Fourier joining us right now. Christian, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So today is a bizarre day. Like, we all expected this would be the outcome. But when it finally hit the fan today, what was your reaction that your coach, Bill Belichick, after 24 years, is no longer going to be coaching the Patriots?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that was going to be the outcome. I was still kind of wavering, to be honest with you. But then reality struck. And then once you saw Pete Carroll go down, then you saw Nick Saban go down, you're like, uh-oh, Bill's got to be next. So for the most part, I think it was the right move. Because, you know, the proof is, you just look at the last 4 years and, you know, regardless of how much goodwill equity Bill has built up over the last 24 years, I just don't think the Crafts were willing to kind of give him one more year to kind of fix it. And quite frankly, sometimes I don't know if Bill was even, you know, down for doing it one more time. So, they keep talking about, you know, mutually separating ways and all that stuff, and it's all amicable and, you know, who knows if that's really true or not, but they did the photo shoot, they did the handshake, and now each side is going to go and try to make their fortune on their own.
Would you agree with this assessment? Like, I think Bill is still a good coach, but the last few years, he just did a bad job assembling a good roster post-Tom Brady and just never really got great wide receivers there, and it almost felt like he still thought with some of his actions that Brady was still a quarterback for his team in a bizarre way.
Well, I would say he's not just a good coach. He's still a great coach. The dude has not lost a fastball at all, in my opinion. And even he said it, and this is just the real reality of it. If you don't have good players, you're not going to win. I don't care how good your coach is. I mean, Bill is proof of that. And you can look at any other situation, you know, like for a guy not to have the quarterback. And listen, a lot of like his demise is by his own hand, to your point, in a way, where, you know, even if you just go back to last year, what a debacle that was. Not hiring a coordinator, given his former defensive coordinator, former head coach, Matt Patricia, the reins to run his offense or to run a semblance of an offense. And actually, looking back at this year, I mean, he actually did a better job than they did this year. But again, I think it was just time for everybody to just to kind of admit that it wasn't working. And you can go talent, you can go attitude, you can go bad draft picks, or you can go bad free agent acquisitions. The reality is there were some other teams out there in the NFL that dealt with massive issues, major injuries, multiple quarterbacks being started in. Look at the Steelers alone, they're on their third guy. So I still think they look at it as like, you know what, somebody else needs to speak to the organization and somebody will use Bill to speak for theirs.
Christian Fourier here with us. You know, I'm annoyed today, Christian, not because of the decision, but just some of the people that just spew nonsense on television and radio when talking about Belichick. You know, because like of what happened the last 2 years, people make him out to be like he's some bum when he's the greatest coach of all time. And I love Tom Brady. He's my favorite football player of all time. But as great as Brady is, and I think Brady was more important to the dynasty than Belichick, it wasn't like 100% Tom Brady, and Belichick gets no credit. The conversation drives me crazy.
You know what? It's low-hanging fruit, and I've been in those locker rooms. I've had great teams with crappy coaches. I've had great coaches with crappy personnel. I'm not even willing to entertain the nonsense that was who is more valuable. It drives me crazy. Now Brady going out there and winning a Super Bowl with another coach who a year and a half later decided to hang him up is intriguing. And I would think that the best – it really, to be honest with you, the only way Bill kind of kills this noise is if he goes out, he coaches another team, and they win a Super Bowl. I mean, it is as lame as that sounds. That's kind of what he has to do, because then anyone who does kind of feel that way, and maybe they just don't like Bill. They don't like what he stands for. They don't like the way he talks. They don't like, you know,
how much he won.
How grumpy he could be. Oh, they just hate winners. It's just nuts. But I don't know. Like that's just part of the narrative now, and I don't think they can escape it at all, period. It's just not going to go anywhere. It's just, you know, just blame everything on Brady. Let's just do that. Your favorite player. Blame everything on Brady. And, you know, he's probably like, just give me some heat. I'm good.
Well, it's just so funny because, like, even in that first season when both were away from one another, there'd be 1 week where it was like, oh, Brady needs Bill. Then, oh, Bill needs Brady. And obviously Brady ended it with the Super Bowl. But then the following season after that, it's like everyone now says how bad of a quarterback Mac Jones is. Like, does people forget that crappy quarterback, Bill Belichick won 10 games with him and made the playoffs? You know, it's amazing what people forget so quickly.
Yeah, and listen, we all know it's hard to win in this league. It just really is hard, and some of it is about timing, and a little bit is with luck. You can just look at all the quarterbacks in Mac Jones's class, and I don't know if any of them are great. I mean, some of them got traded, some of them aren't playing. I mean, it is a crapshoot to find a guy. And we used to up in Boston mock and tease and just kill the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, and all the other teams throughout the NFL football league because they just kept missing. And then they would draft one guy in the first round, 3 years they draft another guy, and then that wouldn't work, they draft another guy. Like, you just have to keep doing it till you get it right, unless you find some journeyman Joe Flacco type guy or a guy like, you know, Kirk Cousins. Even there, you're not winning it. I mean, they'll keep your head above water, but they're not the difference makers, and they're not a long-term answer. So that, to me, is like, it's going to be the tough part for the Patriots alone, is how do they start all over again, and who do they start all over again with?
Well, I think the first phone call for a head coach got to be to Mike Vrabel, and I think they already had that conversation, because I've never seen a head coach get inducted into another team's Hall of Fame, right, for what he did as a player, then go during his bye week to that other team's stadium and sit in the luxury box with the owner. I don't want to accuse anyone of tampering or any of that, but I'm assuming Kraft and Vrabel already had that conversation.
Yeah, I don't even know if they need to, though, to be honest with you. At that point in time when Mike was inducted into the Hall of Fame, I'm not sure it was as bad. I don't think anyone thought it was going to get as bad as it ended up getting, with the Patriots only won 4 games. They still were in a decent position, not a great position. And a lot of people up here are assuming that it's just naturally going to be, you know, pseudo defensive coordinator, former first round draft pick and linebacker for the Patriots, Jerod Mayo. That's who they think it's going to be, which I think is a mistake, because if you told me that I can have a guy like Mike Vrabel, who is who's already kind of cut his teeth, has already figured it out, was a coach of the year, went to the playoffs 4 times, coached in the AFC Championship game. I mean, I would say that's the guy I want, and still has ties to the organization. Like, Vrabel is where Jerod Mayo hopes he will be in 10 years. That's how I would cut it. You know, nothing against Jerod Mayo, fine dude, but Mike is so much more prepared for this job than Jerod Mayo is.
Now, he's a former teammate of yours. Have you talked to him? You got any inside scoop for us?
No, I never played with him. I was done by the time he came in, but I know him well. And no, I have not talked to him.
I'm talking about Vrabel.
Oh, Vrabel. Oh, yeah. not about this. Yeah, not about this. No, not about this. And the last time I saw him was at the induction ceremony, and we just hammed it up like it was no big deal. Like, you just reminisce and telling stories and, you know, bragging about what you used to do. And how he used to take all my touchdown passes because Bill kept putting them in the game. It drove me nuts also. So, listen. There's three guys, at least two guys, right? Well, three guys right now. Harbaugh, if he comes out, Vrabel, and Bill. And there's like, what, seven or eight jobs open right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I think these coaches are going to break the bank right now when it comes to those three guys, when it comes to term, when it comes to their average annual, when it comes to how much money they make. It's going to be unprecedented what these guys get.
Two more for Christian Forrey, who joins us right now, former Patriot tight end. And that is a great job on sports radio, WEEI. Where is Bill going next? What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, the easy answer is, seems to be Atlanta. It seems to be the easy answer. You got an owner in Arthur Blank who's 82 years old. I mean, I think he's tried the offensive coordinator, he's tried the defensive coordinator. I feel like he would want a ready-made product, and I would think his term limits would be 3 to 4 years. It's not like we're not rebuilding here. I don't have any patience. But then the allure of having the most important piece to the puzzle out in La La Land, the L.A. Chargers, who are basically renting space at SoFi Stadium. They not only do they need like a boost, like some sort of validation, they just need somebody to come in there and take that town over and give them credibility, because they're a second-class citizen in that city. And I don't think Spanos actually likes the fact that people call him cheap, and other teams take over their stadium. That happened. That's a real thing. So I think having Herbert on that team is probably the most important piece, and probably most the attractive angle to all these jobs.
And also, I threw this one out there about a month ago when this report came out that maybe Dan Quinn could replace Mike McCarthy in Dallas if Dallas has a short exit. Could you see Jerry Jones and Belichick working together if, let's say, the Packers beat the Cowboys and they fire McCarthy after this weekend?
Absolutely. Jerry Jones is just the guy to do it. I think the personality-wise, I think he can handle Bill. He had Jimmy Johnson. He had Bill Parcells. I think he likes that elite status. I think, Jerry Jones is so successful in business, but he hasn't won since Barry Switzer left the building, and so it's been a while. He tried with Parcells, and that didn't work. But I think if that some teams will even if they kind of like their coach, are willing to part ways with them just to have the chance to hire Bill. Even if they feel like they're going in the right direction, because he is undoubtedly an upgrade, and he will fast track you regardless of who you have in house. That's my opinion.
And then last thing I'll ask you, we don't even know the GM or the coach is going to be next year, but I'm already thinking about the NFL draft, Christian Forrey. I think the Pats should just stay put at 3. I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, trade up, go get a quarterback. Like, they have nothing right now on this team. They don't have a lot. I'm taking the best player available, and I think that's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. at 3. What would your thoughts be on that one?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to kind of pass a guy like that up because he probably is the closest thing to a sure thing, and the quarterback is not. But I feel like if you don't have a quarterback and if you don't draft one and start all over again, what bargain bin are you buying out of? Like, where are you shopping? Like, who's available? I mean, the one guy that I kept thinking of was Jake Browning. As far as if you want to go ahead and get Marvin Harrison Jr., go grab him.
Stop, grab a
free agent guy like Jake Browning, 28 years old, going to be a free agent. I mean, he's not Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers, but I think that that's a guy, if you put the right pieces around him, that he can win for you. So I think they're going to have some options. Again, the other question is, who's going to be picking the groceries? Like, who's going to be the GM over there in New England?
All righty. He is Christian Fauré, Sports Radio WEI, former Patriot tight end. Christian, always appreciate you would jump on board with us. Thank you.
Hey, boys. See you.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.